You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
At 3:04, we welcome you into the gym class here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us on this sunny Friday afternoon. Scott Unash with you here in studio. Mark Duke's off one final day and planning to be back with us coming up on Monday of next week. Button sitting in, not only doing the terrific producing, but also helping us out through the program today. You can help us out as well at 319-366-1600. That is our text line again. That is 319-366-1600. That is also doubling as our phone line as well. Again, 319-366-1600. As coming up on the show today, we're going to have our Friday topic. And today we're going to dive into Hawkeye football. As the Iowa Hawkeyes had a little bit of schedule news today. We'll get to that here in just a moment. But we are going to talk about and get your thoughts on who were the most underrated Hawkeyes. Now, you can look at it in a number of ways, as my colleague Buttons has done. We will get to that in a moment, because I gave you the repeat of the name and then the...
Yep.
I gave the Anchorman answer to you a little bit earlier on. So
You did.
We'll find out what people think. We'll find out, because there are different ways to interpret this. There are no correct
answers
to our Friday topic.
It can either be while they were in college, were they underrated? When they were draft prospects, were they underrated? It just depends.
Were they non-draft prospects?
Exactly.
We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. And already text coming in. Yes, we will get to them. And I agree with the first one, by the way, that came in as far as the text line is concerned. News to get to here today. And let's start things off, as we mentioned, with Iowa football, as the age-old question cropped up once again today. And that has to do with schedules for college football teams in this particular state, and I think even more as far as the Iowa Hawkeyes are concerned. Gary Barden, the Iowa Athletic Department and the Iowa Football Program, announcing that the 2023 and 2024 schedules are now complete, as Iowa picks up Troy to play in 2024. They will visit Kinnick Stadium on, you want to make your early plans, September 14th of 2024. And we can only hope that we have somewhat of a sense of normalcy by the time that September 14th of good old 2024 rolls around. Nine conference games additionally include Iowa hosting Illinois State to open the season on August the 31st of that particular year. So, 2023 now, you've got Iowa hosting Utah State, the Fightin' Aggies, to open up the season. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not.
That is our what did Buttons not know fact of the day. Yesterday was Ed McMahon,
today,
who that was, and now it's the Utah State Aggies. So yeah. There you go. Utah State at Iowa State, and then Western Michigan out of the MAC will come into Kinnick Stadium and take on the Hawkeyes, and that will be on September 16th of 2023. 2024 non-conference schedule. We'll start off with Illinois State. Second meeting between the Redbirds and the Hawkeyes. They met a couple years ago, and so it'll be the second meeting, in about 6-7 years between those two schools. And then Iowa will take on Iowa State in Iowa City on September the 7th, and then on September 14th, it will be Troy coming in. And yes, Troy, you say Troy, and you get Cajun Troy on the text line.
It's just how it works.
That is how it works. You say it three times and it happens. I said, yes, beware of Troy, because as Cajun Troy reminds us, Troy beat LSU in 2017. And Troy's had a pretty darn good middle of the road Division I football program over the years.
Yeah, Troy has had a decent program.
They have. And here's your question. 1345 on the text line. Ouch. Those are hard schedules. Sarcasm, by the way. When schools are announced for a non-conference schedule for a lot of Power Fives, a lot of people are asking the okay, why question. And would people like to see Iowa take on Tennessee? Would Iowa like to see people or people like to see Iowa take on, you know, who name it, Auburn?
Notre Dame,
yeah. Or whatever the case may be. But it's the same logic that is used in college basketball that is used in college football for the most part. And that is, you want to check off some certain boxes as far as your schedule is concerned. And when you play a lot of big-time Big Ten schools, you really don't want to very often throw somebody like a Notre Dame on there or an Auburn on there. And again, I will hearken back to the early 90s when this same issue came up, and Iowa did go out and schedule one of the Blue Bloods and the big boys out there. Iowa put the U on their schedule for 2 years, home and away, against the Miami Hurricanes. And that was on the backside of the U Miami Hurricanes that were most noted in the 30 for 30s, both of them out there. And Iowa got slobber-knocked. And I will say it again, as soon as you bring on somebody like a Tennessee or an Alabama or an Auburn or a Notre Dame or whatever the case may be, and if you get throttled by four touchdowns, it doesn't seem quite as much fun as it did 5 years prior to that.
Yeah, I mean, there comes a point. There really comes a point in your schedule where you have to look and say, hey, is this actually good for my program, and is it going to draw fans back?
And it'll draw fans, even if you get throttled by four touchdowns to play Auburn.
But it won't be fun.
Well, it'll be fun for a while, and then
it's just going to go down.
Yeah, it's just going to go down the drain a little bit. But, you know, you have to, and Kirk Ferentz has learned at the foot of the master, Hayden Fry, the late, great Hayden Fry, of, okay, we're going to play Iowa State if you're Iowa. And which, by the way, now is a pretty darn good Power 5 football team. So if you go through your schedule, get the Big Ten West, which has got, of course, your Wisconsin's, your Minnesota is no slouch now. Purdue is usually got a pretty good football team. You go through that. You get a crossover game against, a Michigan and a Michigan State 1 year, or Ohio State and a Penn State 1 year. You get Iowa State on the schedule. Do you really want to go out early in the year and try to knock heads with somebody? Now, I will say this. If you get a chance to go play maybe at a neutral site and get a lot of cash, go down to Jerry World or something and play at Texas Tech or whatever the case may be, you got to take a look at that. But I'm not sure we're going to see the U or anybody of that ilk come to Kinnick Stadium anytime soon. So your thoughts, welcome at 319-366-1600. If you would like to play our schedule game, which happens about once every 6-7 months or so, when Iowa football announces some non-conference schedule opponents. So 319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in. And again, Cajun Troy, the sage that she is, reminding us that Troy beat LSU in 2017 at Death Valley in Tiger Stadium.
It's not going to be an easy game.
No, it will not be. Not. Utah State is not going to be an easy game. Utah State has had a pretty good run over the last handful of years. So I don't think those are bad opponents that the Hawkeyes have brought in.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see what this recruiting class is actually going to do. And that's really, we're going to see what 2024 is going to bring with that recruiting class.
That'll be their senior year for the incoming class that will take on Illinois State, Iowa State, Troy, at Purdue, Northwestern, for an early homecoming, at Rutgers. By the way, Iowa gets Rutgers in back-to-back years in 2023 and 2024. Rejoice, world. Rutgers may be great then under Greg Schiano and everyone, so we'll see.
You never know.
You never know. Iowa in 2024 does not play Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, nor Michigan State, by the way, in 2024.
I'm a little disappointed about that. I love watching those Ohio State games. You're just on the edge of your seat for the entire time, and you never know if they're going to actually pull one out or they're just going to fail in overtime.
Indiana, Rutgers, and Maryland are the crossover games in 2024 for the Iowa football team. It's doable. 2024,
it's doable.
If you're looking out for Iowa football as a possibility to maybe, if everything falls according to plan and in place, 2024 could be a stellar year.
We don't know where the program's going to be in 4 years, but it really could be an interesting year.
Got to get by Troy.
Got to get by Troy.
And then you got a week off before the Big Ten starts in West Lafayette against Purdue. Yeah. So 319-366-1600. Iowa football news today. We also have Iowa basketball news today as the Big Ten has announced that they have approved the hardship waiver petition of Iowa forward Patrick McCaffrey. Patrick played in only two games in his true freshman season last year for the Hawkeyes, and then he was shut down after that, and he will get that year back due to the hardship waiver that the Big Ten has granted Patrick and the University of Iowa. I don't think there was really a whole lot of doubt, but I was, again, curious of why that didn't come through with
Bohannon and
Nungies.
Yep.
So you may never know exactly why, or the paperwork might not have been done, or just whatever the case may be. Of course, Patrick, the all-time leading scorer in Iowa City West basketball history with the Trojans under Steve Bergman, and helped to win the 2017 4A state championship for West High. Good basketball player. And is apparently has put on some weight as well, from what we understand.
Really?
Rumors out there. Which has always been a problem since since he went through his sickness a few years back. So we wish all the best for Patrick.
I'm excited to see him play.
I am too.
Yeah.
I am, and he's going to play. He's going to get a lot of playing time coming up, certainly, in the next few years or so with a couple of defections that Iowa has had. And still don't know exactly what is going to happen with Luca Garza officially as of yet. We do know that, probably 85% leaning toward coming back to the University of Iowa, but that is not yet certain. But we shall see how that all plays out. 319-366-1600. Also, Iowa is getting a new soccer complex, or at least new soccer offices, correct?
Well, that's what it looked like. The release of the University of Iowa, pending approval by the Board of Regents, will break ground in late fall. It's supposed to be $4 million, and it's going to be a state-of-the-art soccer operations facility that's located on the west side of the Iowa soccer complex.
Okay.
And then they said it will open, it looks like 2021, just in time for the 25th year of Iowa's women's soccer.
There you go.
So that's exciting for the soccer program.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. And that is out there by the Iowa Hall of Fame and to the west of Finkbine Golf Course.
Yep.
Out there.
That's exactly
over
where it's
by, ironically, over by West High School.
Yep.
Hard to believe. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Baseball news, nothing new as far as the two sides getting closer and closer together. The news today is from the individual teams as far as paying their minor leaguers are concerned. Some are continuing to pay their minor leaguers through what would have been the 2020 campaign, which looks more and more every day like it is not going to go off. And other teams are releasing a lot of folks. Now, I will say this, that there are usually quite a few players that are released after spring training, between spring training and the start of the year, each and every year by clubs. Just did not have the opportunity to do that to this point this year, and now some are exercising that option, if you will. Our Minnesota Twins Of course, the parent club of the Cedar Rapids Colonels are not doing that. They are going to continue to pay their minor leaguers their stipend, and which I think is something like $400 a month, which, yeah, is $400 a month, and that is not a lot.
But it's the opportunity that they get.
Right. I mean, they're out doing whatever they need to do, but it's a better look for the Minnesota Twins than some clubs out there.
Yeah, both the Twins and the Royals.
Yes.
Yep.
And we will talk with Kansas City Royals pitching coach Cal Eldred. We have had to move that to Tuesday, by the way, of next week. Cal has a Zoom meeting with his pitchers that he forgot about.
Well, that's not a good enough excuse.
No, come on, Cal, put it off. So we will have that for you on Tuesday. We'll have Caddy Smack on Wednesday next week. And like I mentioned, Mark will be back on Monday, and we will have we'll try to round up a guest for Monday and see what happens. We've got racing over the weekend. That will be from Bristol. Race last night in Charlotte, won by Chase Elliott. Unfortunate for Joey Gase, Cedar Rapids native, who was caught in a wreck not of his own doing on the very first lap. I think the second turn of the very first lap. And his night at Charlotte lasted for about 14 seconds in all last night. And then they have a wrecked race car as a result of it. And as Kirk Ferentz would say, that's racing. But it's unfortunate, certainly, for Joey. And hopefully better news for him coming up as they get into this weekend as far as the NASCAR Cup Series is concerned. And got that. We have no golf this weekend, which I'm very upset about on television. But we're getting closer and closer to the month of June and when we'll get the PGA Tour back.
Yeah. I may go out and golf this weekend for the first time in how many years?
Are you?
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Let us know how it goes. And then you can... Yeah, and then you can give Brian all of your questions for Caddy Smack next week. There is news from the NBA front. Sounds like the NBA may have a date that they are looking at to resume their season. Not a lot of details yet from Adam Silver, but it sounds like what? The end of July, correct? That the NBA may tee it up again.
Yeah, it looks like July 31st is the target date. And they're supposed to play at Walt Disney World?
Yep.
I think is where that bubble site's going to be.
The complex down there.
Yep.
And should be, I hope they take a page out of what hockey is thinking and just go right to the playoffs and then expedite the first two rounds very, very quickly as far as the playoffs are concerned. Maybe two out of three or whatever the case may be. Don't need to go four out of seven for these things. And I'm not sure how I feel about basketball in August, to be honest with you.
Well, I think you almost have to expedite it, don't you?
I think you got to go at the playoffs right away.
Well, exactly. I mean, there's football in August. So it's really, okay, who's going to pick it up? Who's going to pick up basketball versus who's going to pick up football? And who's going to get the better ratings?
Yes. Well, it's going to be football.
100%.
It's going to be football.
100%.
What do you think? Are you going to watch the NBA in August? 319-366-1600. If it's the NBA Finals, I understand. Absolutely. I think there are going to be eyeballs on that. And then again, where is the NBA going to be at? Is it going to be stationed on TBS, TNT? ESPN isn't going to really like that, but is ESPN going to kick football to the side once this gets going? I can't imagine that.
I couldn't see that happening.
Are we going to see the NBA during the weekdays? Are they going to kick the poor Mid-American Conference is not only going through, you know, each member's school basically losing sports left and right, but now they may be kicked off of Maction Tuesdays and things like that for the NBA playoffs. That's sad for those people.
There's just a ton of moving parts where I don't think you could have it go into August. You're going to lose too much viewership and you're just going to lose your audience because of those other conferences and those games happening.
Again, I'm very interested to see how this is all going to play out as far as television is concerned. Cajun Troy on the text line. Yes, I'll watch on my split screen TV.
Oh, there's an idea.
Troy always, she's the one that comes up with these. 56-41, absolutely watching NBA when it returns. Was a riveting season when play stopped. Okay. But I guess my question more is, are you going to watch that, or are you going to watch college football or the NFL? If they go now, if television was smart and they can get away with it, I think they play the NBA games during weekdays. Might not be that way, but I got to think that that would be the smart thing to do, both as far as filling up the entire day. I mean, NASCAR seems to have hit gold with midweek races now, no matter if it's the Xfinity Series, Truck Series, or the Cup. So we'll see. We'll see. Not that this is a new idea as far as the NBA. They play during the weeks. We understand that. But maybe try to avoid the weekend once football starts.
Yeah. That's the only way that you could continue with that.
And poor baseball is still inner fighting and trying to figure things out on step number one of trying to bring back a sport that's probably closer than hockey and basketball are right now. So way to go, Rob Manfred. Way to go.
Thanks, Rob Manfred.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. That's the phone line. We're going to get into our topic coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and that is your most underrated Iowa football players. And we can go through the, we can go back to the Fry era. We can go back into the Evie era. We can go back to whenever you want to. I don't know how people were rated in the 1950s, but if you were there and you were one that, were there three stars and four stars back in the recruiting rankings in 1958 for the Iowa football team coming off a Rose Bowl appearance? You can certainly let us know if you have that particular answer out there. But we will get to that coming up here in just a couple of minutes here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott Buttons with you on this Friday, and we will take a break and come back and talk a little bit about some Iowa football with you after this.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. As a member-owned cooperative, you share in DePaco's success, not an elite group of stockholders. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for participating in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. DePaco members, whether young or oldish, can earn. Since 2016, DePaco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Pat McGrath here. When my dad, H.B. McGrath, moved here in 1957, the Gazette did an article and asked him what he thought of this community. His response, "I've never seen such civic pride and enthusiasm." Today, that still rings so true. Eastern Iowa is a special place to our family. It's a community we're truly proud to be a part of. I'm grateful we've had the chance to help so many of you over the years. And we want you to know that we are here for you now, giving you a place to find a great car and saving you a little money along the way. It's what we do, but not why we do it. People come first. As we face challenges never seen before, we are here to help. Our community has gone through so much, recessions, devastating floods, now this. But we are strong and we will get through this. We are Iowa proud. We are here for you. McGrath Family of Dealerships.
Reimagine your outdoor living space with Alexander Lumber and Trex. Choose the enduring beauty and durability of Trex composite decking. It's engineered to eliminate time-consuming maintenance while providing superior scratch, fade, and stain resistance. In other words, you spend much less time taking care of your deck and a whole lot more time enjoying it. The experts at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander will help you create the deck of your dreams. Contact them today to start the design process. Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brammelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car.
More coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Welcome back. It is Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up on the halfway point of the show, 3:30 here for this Friday. And we wish everyone a great weekend out there. And weather-wise, looks like it's going to be A-OK.
It's going to be beautiful this weekend.
Todd and Alex coming your way next with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That runs your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, 1600 a.m., 102.3 and 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, Jim O.T., 106.3 in Iowa City. And a reminder, each Friday at 5 o'clock, we invite you to tune in to Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire. As the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will take the hour to talk about the weekend's upcoming big local and regional events and events around the country as well. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell is still open for business. Call for an appointment or make one online. Visit us at kgymradio.com for more details. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We are going to get to our Friday topic coming up here. And today we are asking who you believe Iowa football fans were some of the most underrated players throughout the history of Iowa football. And again, you can join us through the text line at 319-366-1600. You can also reach us, same number, on our phone lines as well. And again, that is 319-366-1600, as Buttons will take care of you with that. And here we go. Game on, as they are already starting to come in. Wiggy beat everybody today and has one of the folks that is on my list, and that is Nathan Chandler, who, yes, I thought was a very underrated player. You didn't hear a whole lot about Nathan Chandler during his days as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. 4702, Bob Jeter. People need to read about what he did for the Iowa Hawkeyes. I would agree on that. Bob Jeter back from, I believe, the 50s, and a terrific Big Ten player, college football player, All-American on several teams out there. And, yes, I would agree, very much so. If you don't know much about Bob Jeter, go out and read some more about him. One of the best as far as Hawkeye football is concerned.
Yeah, and he played in the, was it Canadian
Football League?
Yep.
Yes. Did play in the Canadian
with
Football
the Lions.
League. BC?
Yep.
British Columbia Lions?
Yep.
See? There you go. I'm
there you go.
Dropping a little Canadian football knowledge on everyone here today. 319-366-1600. Who were the most underrated players of Iowa football lore? Love to hear from you out there. On it could be the Ferentz era, as we mentioned. You want to go back to Hayden Fry, you can do that. You want to go back to Bob Jeter's time, you can do that as well. Let us know on the text line at 319-366-1600. 4702 continues with, I have his card at home. Canadian football card.
Well, there you go.
You've got me beat because I did not know there were Canadian football trading cards.
There's trading cards for everything.
Did they have gum in them?
And do you still have the gum for it?
And it probably hasn't aged a whole lot because it was brittle and hard back in the 70s and is probably still brittle and hard in 2020. Did not take very long for the jabs to start coming in. Oh, there you go. I have his card. with the blinds. All right, very good. Very good. 5641 has a disparaging thing about Iowa State and Iowa from last year.
Okay.
The most underrated Hawkeye is the two Cyclones who collided fielding the punt last year.
Aw.
That hurts.
Ouch.
As far as Cyclone fans are concerned. 0189, Craig Clemens. Craig Clemens went on to play in the National Football League as well. And again, I'm not sure about the recognition back in the day of a Craig Clemens or a Bob Jeter. I'm just going to go off the knowledge that it would not be as much as it would, obviously, in 2019, 2020, that a college football player would get. So we're going to go with that out there. Doug on the text line. The Pickle Man, Mark Vlasic. Just unfortunate. Three of his years were spent behind Chuck Long. But he had one of the most famous holds in all of Iowa football history for the game-winning kick against Michigan in 1985 on that October afternoon or early evening that Rob Houtland kicked the field goal. Mark Vlasic was the holder. And did get a chance. Did get a chance. 77-69, Desmond King, both out of high school and the NFL draft. Very good point.
I could see that. Yep.
Very good point. That gets more to what you were talking about, Buttons.
Yeah.
The way you approach this.
Yeah, you may have a good career in college, but sometimes because you go to the University of Iowa, you may not be the highest prospect just because of the college.
And, of course, Desmond had a chance to go out early, chose to come back. Probably hurt his, it did definitely hurt his draft stock a little bit. I think there's no way he would not have been a late first rounder.
Yeah.
And fell a little bit, but has had a really, really good career with the Chargers in the National Football League. I would, yes, very much so. And then, of course, Iowa State, 13-45 with a salvo back. Good Super Bowl win for the Hawks last year against ISU. See, we're getting your weekend off to a great start, Iowa and Iowa State fans. See, this is normalcy. Yeah. We're back to normalcy here a little bit.
This feels good.
It does feel good.
It feels really good.
You know, a little jab at your neighbor who's a Cyclone or the Hawkeye, and away you go.
There you go.
1960, Nick Bell. Boy, Nick Bell, if he could have stayed healthy, would have been, I think, one of the better running backs at Iowa would have ever seen. Just a bull of a man. And to see him in pads with number 43 coming at you had to be one of the scariest pictures you could have if you were a defensive back. But he just could not stay healthy. Had all kinds of leg injuries, hamstrings, things like that. So, tough.
Was he an assistant coach for the semi-pro team in Cedar Rapids?
Nick Bell?
Yeah. It had been like the late 90s?
Might have been.
I think so. I got to do more research. But
Ed McMahon and Nick Bell, you got two assignments for the weekend before you head out to play golf. 13-45, not my favorite, obviously, but Alex Karras. Alex Karras, a very checkered career, not only with the Iowa Hawkeyes, but also, of course, with the NFL and the Detroit Lions. Suspended on a number of occasions and then went on to probably would have been voted the least likely to go on to star in a somewhat comedy series with Webster. A very unusual career for Alex Karras out there. 33-49, as we talk about the most underrated Iowa football players of all time, our Friday topic here on the Gym Class. Austin Blythe started all but two games at O-line, never all Big Ten, drafted seventh round, and started 3 years for the Rams, including a Super Bowl. Very, very good. I had Austin Blythe down as one of my offensive linemen on my all-underrated team that I put together last night for the topic today. But yes, Austin Blythe has had a very good career so far in the National Football League. So that's another bingo right there. 56-41, Aaron Campman, Very solid out there. Bob Jeter played for the Packers. I think he also was in Canada, though.
Yeah,
dudes, check on that.
Yep.
Check on that. We got our best people on that out there. 73-89 says, Allen Reisner, the Marion Indian, last scholarship offered of the recruiting year, and Hayden had to play the baby face his freshman year. Now, Allen Reisner also got a little cup of coffee in the National Football League as well. That jersey, I know that because his jersey hangs outside the gym at Marion High School, along with others who have been in the National Football League.
Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready. Hit me.
Bob Jeter, 1960 to 61, he played for the BC Lions.
There you go.
63 to 70, he played for the Packers.
Okay.
71 to 73, he played for the Bears.
How can you go from the Packers to the Bears?
Dull Bears.
A lot of money, probably. Well,
a lot of money.
Money in those days.
Yeah.
Anyway, 4702, Jim Gibbons. What else do we got here? 98-43 in 1990. Mike Saunders with his receiving and blocking downfield led the team to the Rose Bowl. But all we heard of was Nick Bell and Matt Rogers. I had Mike Saunders, as you can see right here, as my running back.
There it is.
Mike Saunders, very underrated. And what has been a really good crop of running backs for the Hawkeyes over the years? Nick Bell, I think, in there. Cedric Shaw in there as well. You can go back to Tavian Banks. Tim Dwight started off as a running back before being moved to wide receiver. And just kind of Sean Green, obviously, what he did. And just go up and down the line. So even though Iowa had the all-hating running back god, dogging them for a few years, Iowa still has had a good, very good stable of running backs.
Yeah, 100%. We've had incredible running backs throughout the years.
4702 lists another running back, Tony Stewart. Not number 20 driving the NASCAR Cup Series. That is the Hawkeye Tony Stewart, who was also another terrific running back for Iowa out there. We have not heard from the quarterback position, which I thought we would get quarterbacks so far, but we have not had one of those nominations step up so far, as we're talking about most underrated Iowa football players of all time, of Iowa football lore and Iowa football history. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That's the text line. You can also reach us on the phone line as well, 319-366-1600, as we get you going into our weekend here. And I'll throw a couple here that I have before we get to more on the text line and more on the phone line as well. I think this young man came to Iowa as a defensive back, ended up going to the offensive side of the ball, and was one of the most clutch receivers that Iowa's had over, gosh, I'd say the last two or three decades. When I think of underrated, I think of Ed Hinkle. Old number 11 out there. Just did a fantastic job. Caught anything that came his way. Ed Hinkle. I was talking about Ed Hinkle buttons. And, of course, now doing a great job as an assistant football coach with Marv Cook with the Regina Eagles. And they've had a little bit of success down there. So that was one I wanted to throw out there, was Ed Hinkle.
Well, we just had a caller call on this in Marshall Yanda.
Yeah, because Marshall Yanda's story, obviously coming out of Anamosa and having to go the JC route, ended up coming to Iowa, ended up going, of course, to the Baltimore Ravens, and became one of the most dominant linemen of the last decade. And, of course, recently retired with the Baltimore Ravens. And, by the way, have you seen Marshall?
Lately?
Yes.
No.
He has lost quite a bit of weight. I want to say 40, 50 pounds or something like that. And looks really good, really healthy. Not that he didn't before, but just looks like a completely different individual out there.
Good for him, because that's really hard after you're done playing football.
Yes.
It's really difficult.
Very much so. 78-54 here at 343. Another wide receiver that came out of Ankeny High School and very, very fast, was a track star at Ankeny before Centennial came along. Andy Brodell, Also, very good punt returner for the Hawkeyes in the day. Thank you, 7854. Appreciate that. I wanted to get to yours here because you went, as I mentioned, a little bit of a different route, but it's not a bad route and it's not a wrong route.
I'm pretty happy with the listeners right now because some of them are going the same way that I'm going.
Okay.
But Brad Banks.
You were saying Brad Banks.
Yeah, I also had Geno Stone on my list, but I'm trying to come up with why now. I had a why.
Well, Geno Stone may prove us all wrong this year.
He may. He may. And then we'll talk about that next year.
In the National Football League.
Yep. So Brad Banks. So he was fantastic in 2002.
Yep.
Right? But
Heisman Trophy runner-up.
Heisman Trophy runner-up. He was College Football Player of the Year. Some great achievements, but he wasn't drafted. He went into the draft, but he was never drafted. And question is, why? And I was doing some research last night and actually came up with some of these answers of why.
Okay.
A, he was too short.
That's the same thing as short arms if you're a lineman, correct?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. He wasn't as accurate as everyone believed him to be. So there's something else there, which is big.
They were going to try to make him into a different wide receiver.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be, in there.
Also, there was no social media at the time to throw out his highlights.
True.
So nobody could really see, oh, this kid from Iowa with his short career is doing amazing things for the program. So that's why I thought Brad Banks.
A good explanation by you.
Thank you.
Good explanation by you. 3:45, another break. We'll come back. More underrated players of Iowa football history, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Gym Class for a Friday coming your way, KGYM.
The primary election is June 2nd, and your vote matters. County auditors are meeting today's challenging environment by offering you two in-person voting options. Curbside voting is available at your polling place if you need increased social distancing. Plan a bit of extra time if you vote in person, since we will be following state guidelines to mitigate exposure risks. Need more info about Election Day? Visit voteready.iowa.gov. This message brought to you by the Iowa Secretary of State, the Iowa Broadcasters Association, and your local station.
Right now, sports is revisiting the classics.
Got him open at the 7-yard line. Touchdown.
For the left, he lays it in.
To the wall.
Seems like your music should, too. And you can. It's called Smart Rock, an infinite library of the best music ever created. Catch it on Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids, 98.5 in Iowa City, or on your smart speaker. The best sports moments in history on KGYM. The best music in the history of the planet on Smart FM.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? We've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
It's time for some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? We've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
Your employees and customers have new expectations when it comes to cleanliness. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. A trained Cintas technician can apply disinfectant and sanitizer spray to common surfaces. And we'll keep you well stocked with gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes, professional cleaning supplies, and PPE. Just a few ways Cintas can help you keep your business safe. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
3:49, back with you on the Friday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Scott Unash, Buttons with you, taking you through the final 8 minutes or so of the program. We've been taking your texts and phone calls as well about underrated Iowa football players of all time. Your most decorated, underrated football player. 319-366-1600. We had Mike Saunders. He was on my list. Chandler was on my list. I said Ed Hinkle. We've had a couple more folks also check in with us about Ed Hinkle. 1238, thank you for Val Barnes, but we haven't gotten to the Iowa basketball as of yet. But if we will put that down and when we have that discussion on a Friday topic as we take our way through the spring and summer. And Iowa State folks, yes, we will have a topic dedicated to you as well. So we are nothing if not equal opportunity here on the Gym Class program. Right, Buttons?
We always are. We always are.
We are.
You know, when you said Ed Finkel, I had to think for a second because all I could think of is Ray Finkel.
Ed Hinkle. Ed Hinkle.
See, but all I could think of is Ray Finkel.
Ray Finkel. That's who you thought of.
Yeah, because I watched Ace Ventura last night.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
And I was a good friend of ours, Lady J from Z102.9, always leaves me a quip during the day, and today it was a Smokey and the Bandit reference, so that's all I've been thinking about today. Sheriff Buford T. Justice references, so.
It's the little things.
It is. 0905, Ryan Donahue, he really changed field position, which is so important for Iowa's ball control offense. Jason Baker as well, obviously Reggie Roby. I put down Jason Baker as the punter. Roby was obviously the man as far as punting is concerned. Really, you can make a case for Reggie Roby being one of the five best punters of the NFL of all time. I think you got Ray Guy, who's probably at the top. But Reggie Roby was right up there. And Jason Baker had a very good career, mainly with the Carolina Panthers, as far as the National Football League is concerned. A couple more that I wrote down here. I put down, and again, I'm really shocked that we have not had quarterback discussions here. If there was a quarterback, you put Brad Banks.
I put Brad Banks.
I put down Matt Sherman.
Okay, why?
Because I think Matt Sherman put up some pretty good numbers for some not spectacular teams mm-hmm. for the Hawkeyes, and just never got the recognition I think that he deserved.
Mm-hmm.
The kid from St. Ansgar, Iowa. And very good athlete and a good kid, too, as well. So if I had a quarterback of my all underrated Iowa team, I throw Matt Sherman in there. Just my 2 cents. 319-366-1600. Who is your quarterback on this particular team? I put down I put down some linemen. Casey Wigman I put down, because I think that he didn't quite get the recognition that he deserved. Eric Steinbach and Dace Richardson. I always had a soft spot in my heart for Dace Richardson out there. Linebackers, I put down two. I have LeVar Woods, who, of course, is now an assistant coach, very good recruiter for the Hawkeyes, who came out of West Lyon High School up in the far northwestern part of the state. Terrific athlete. Helped Kirk Ferentz to win his very first football game as a coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And I thought he was a little bit of a very underrated linebacker. And then also, I think Pat Anger was pretty underrated. Pat Anger was a beast. Pat Anger, by the way, is a great follow on Twitter if you are so inclined to do so. If you want to follow him, certainly do that. 319-366-1600, 6790 with a quarterback, Drew Tate. He's throwing out Drew Tate for underrated. Of course, Drew got a chance in the Canadian Football League as well. Second Canadian football reference today, by the way.
We're doing good today.
Yes, we are.
Look at us.
Yes.
He played for the BC Lions.
Andy checking in. Dan McCarney was an excellent offensive lineman, more remembered for his coaching, though. I would agree with that, very much so. 319-366-1600. Let's bring in Mark from Marion on the Friday edition of the program here at 354. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. What's on your mind?
I'm saying a running back of the name of Levi Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Mitchell. He was Iowa's leading rusher for years until Hayden came.
Yep. Yeah, that was mid-70s?
He played on teams where their offensive line were terrible.
Also went on to play in the NFL, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Very good, Mark. You get a special gold star today.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Mark from Marion with Levi Mitchell. Went on to play, I think, for the Colts, I want to say. I had Levi Mitchell's football card when I was young. I do remember that. There you go. Fred Corey says Warren Holloway, because Drew Tate's got to throw it to somebody, and Warren Holloway is that somebody.
Well, there you go.
LSU.
We're just building up our team.
Tap one ball. 78-54, another running back. We've had a ton of running backs. Dennis Mosley, the first 1,000-yard rusher in Hawkeye history. Hayden Fry came in and said Iowa needs to have a 1,000-yard rusher. 0905, can't forget Sweet Lou Montgomery out of Waterloo East High School. Yeah, I think Lou's an underrated guy. Still lives here in town, of course, and terrific man here in the community, and always good when we see Lou out and about as far as the football season is concerned. So great. Very good one right there with Lou Montgomery.
I'm reading on the Gazette right now a article done by actually Dukes.
Mr. Mark Dukes?
Mr. Mark Dukes about, who is it? The Cedar Rapids Raiders.
Oh, going back.
Yeah.
That's
and I'm just seeing
back.
who were all on the team and Bob Brewster and just all these amazing people. Levi Mitchell.
Levi Mitchell was there.
There we go. Now we've tied it all together with Levi Mitchell.
Comes around, certainly. Well, hey, everyone, thank you. Big kudos to you out there for another great Friday topic. Do appreciate it, and we'll have one again coming up next Friday. 3280, Mark Weisman. Yes. Wiseman for Heisman, one of the recents as far as Iowa football is concerned. All right, Mark will be back with us coming up on Monday. Thank you for sitting in this week. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Double and triple duty for buttons. And stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We'll be back with you next week on Monday at 3 o'clock. Tuesday, look ahead to Cal Eldred. Wednesday, we'll have Caddy Smack as well. We've got Iowa State Classic Sports tomorrow at 12 noon, 1600 AM, 102.3. It'll be the 2017 Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship game between Iowa State and West Virginia. I'll give you a clue. Cyclones take the championship. Talk to you on Monday, everybody.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car.